1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
Dirty before 6:30.
But right now, the stories that are a little bit more adult and
a little bit more risque.
Well, it's kind of risque this morning because it is a little bit of nudity, but
yes.
Not in the way you're probably hoping for.
Oh.
You know? a little bit of flashing.
Oh. Yeah, right? I like flashing. I mean, as long as it's like...
As long as it's wanted flashing, right?
Is flash wanted? Is there such thing?
I don't know. You flash your partner around the house? Maybe like...
Just like give a little bit of a let the towel go.
That's the bathrobe there.
Gosh.
No, it wasn't one of those. This was over in Cambridge in the US. Apparently, a lady was going for a jog on the side of the road and a jogger was coming the other way.
Oh,
and
yeah.
As she noticed, he was doing something a little bit weird as he was jogging towards her, like kind of fiddling with his pants or whatever. And initially, she was like, no, it can't be what I think it is.
Right.
Keeps jogging. He gets closer. Yep. Eventually, she gets really close to him. And he does the same move again. And she it confirms to her that, yes, he was, in fact, pulling his pants down. Why?
Was it uncomfortable?
I don't know. No, I think he's one of those, like, by the sounds of the story, he's like one of those people who just love getting it out. It's the thrill of a game.
Because I was like, I don't know what you guys go through when you have to go for a run, you know? Like, it's, I guess,
yeah.
Easy for us.
I can't imagine. I mean, I'd imagine an adjustment being made, but not a full-on... unpack and repack.
Yes, for goodness sake.
Well, I did tell you this is the dirty. But the reason that it has made the news is the police are hoping to find him.
Yeah.
Because when he did it, the lady who was jogging was like, I'm not having this.
Yeah. Oh, so she reported it.
She didn't only report it, she turned around, chased him down.
She didn't.
Right?
Yeah.
Caught him and pinned him to the ground.
You're joking.
Little did he know, not only is she a personal trainer, but she is a former member of the Israeli military, right? And knows all of those, like, jujitsu-y kind of, like, grapple tackle moves.
Yeah.
She pinned him to the ground and then called out for someone to call the police.
Yeah.
And no one was helping.
No, and like, so, oh, she's got him.
Then she eventually decided that she'll hold him down with one arm and call the police herself.
Right.
But unfortunately, while she was holding him down with one arm, he got up and he ran away.
Oh,
and so
okay.
The police are like, we do need to find him. So that's how they put the story out.
So did she get a look at his face? Or was she too busy looking at something else?
No, she did get a bit of a look at his face. They did get some of it on CCTV. So the video's gone. But you don't see him doing any of the stuff, right?
Okay.
But my favourite comment from her is that she wasn't having a bar of it. She was like, I was not ready to see his little...
It's
like full on shaming him about it. And I was like, you know what? Fair enough. If you're whipping it out while you're jogging around the lake in the morning, no one needs that in their lives.
Absolutely.
You know? So, if you do see someone running around, call the message police.
Oh, gosh. Let's go.
Trending now. Hits.com.au.
Okay, so there is, like, without a doubt, gaming is so bloody huge these days.
Massive.
Right? I've kind of missed it. I'm too old for that now to be playing games. I mean, for me personally, I know there are some people out there that are way older and still play games like Fortnite.
Mm.
Now, yesterday, did you hear about that US teen, 16 years old, took home $4.3 million in the first ever Fortnite World Cup games?
Whoa.
Yeah, $4.3 million. So what it was, it's like a battle royale. So it's a style video game in which like it's like a last person standing kind of thing.
Yeah,
and he took it out at 16 years of age. Imagine, like, now I just feel so sorry for all the parents out there that, like, their kids are like, Mom, I could be the next superstar. And they're like, okay, son or daughter, keep playing.
No, you couldn't, Kevin. Empty the dishwasher. All right.
200 million people worldwide play Fortnite.
200 million people.
Over 200
and
million people.
And a 16-year-old's the best.
Yep, and a 16-year-old kid. As one,
think of like all of that time I wasted as a child, thinking that I wanted to be an AFL footballer.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, I wish there was a thing like this, but from Mario Kart, because I would ace that. that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would smash that because that's where I was.
Yeah.
At the time.
There's always one friend that you've got that always just wants to play Mario Kart because they're just good at Mario Kart.
It's the only game we could afford. It's the only game we had. So you just had to play it over and over again. Anyway, congratulations to that kid.
Yep.
16 years old. 4.3 mil. Anyway, there's been... on the Frankston Community Notice Board on Facebook, I was
Frankston.
Tagged...
Frankston. Where's Frankston?
Frankston, over on the East Coast.
Okay.
You know how, like, a lot of places have their own community boards where
yes,
they talk about
yeah.
certain things that are happening in the
totally.
Community?
Yeah.
Now, there's an issue happening in Frankston, and it's graffiti.
Mm.
Graffitiing. And lately, there's been a lot of graffiti, but it's the same message over and over again. And the reason why this is trending... is because it's what the message actually says.
Right.
And it says, Chris, you need to talk to me before this baby is born or don't even bother after. Now, it is written in caps letters, like huge, right?
Yeah.
On barbecues, on cement pavements, on walls.
Yeah.
Like meters by meters. Like it is huge. And it's to the point.
Call it that, Chris.
It's to the point where they put up in the notice board, Chris, can you just please call her before she destroys our whole city? Oh, my gosh, it's a laugh.
That is brilliant.
It is so good. I'm going to steal the photos. I'll check them up on our Instagram story so you can see them. But, oh, I just, like, I don't know, like, as a female, like, I'm laughing. I mean, obviously,
yeah.
this is, I hope it's a joke.
Yeah.
I feel sad that a baby is going to be born into
yes.
this world under those under
Come
that
on,
circumstance.
Chris. Come on, Chris.
Oh, my gosh. But how hilarious. Anyway, hit.com.au is where you need to go if you want to find out what else is trending.
But do not go anywhere. Up next, to sharpen you up for your Tuesday morning, your riddle of the day. Get that mind going. We're going to do it after this.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
Doing your riddle of the day.
Yes. Now, the riddle goes, I can't be bought, but I can be stolen with a glance. I'm worthless to one, but priceless to two. What am I?
So my guess this morning is a look.
Okay, no.
Oh, okay.
It isn't. But I like where you're going with that, but no.
Okay.
Yeah, big. Okay, so we got Magda from Busso. What do you think it is, Magda?
I think it's the letter F.
It's what?
The letter F.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh. Why? What was the thinking along the letter F lines?
Well, because you can't be bothered, but if it's priced less, then I thought, because there's lots of S's, that's all.
Oh.
Right, the letter S. Yeah, okay. Okay,
yeah,
I don't mind
no, but no, babe, that's not the answer, but thanks for your call.
Thanks, bye.
No worries. Alrighty, let's go to Oliver. Oliver yeah. from Bunbury. Mate, what do you think it is?
Love.
Love.
You would be right, Oliver.
Oh,
yes, the answer is love. Well, yeah, you got it. Damn.
Good on you, mate. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye now.
Cheers,
okay,
mate.
Okay, we're
going to
wrap
later.
This up with Shane from Kalgoorlie. I can't be bought, but I can be stolen with a glance. I'm worthless to one, but priceless to two. What am I?
Definitely love.
Oh, he's adamant about it. You'd be right.
Is
love.
Have you heard that one before, mate, or are you just...
No, just a guess, but it was obvious.
Oh,
well, obviously not to Jesse.
Don't know anything about love, sorry, can't help you. Cheers, Shane.
Same lady, so I'm happy.
Oh, thanks, Shane. Thanks for the call, mate.
Thanks, mate.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Do you ever find it really weird when, like, parents, like, say, a dad or something, a single dad will, like, date a son's, like, ex-girlfriend or something?
Yeah, I've heard this, like, once before, like, years ago.
Yeah, well, this has happened in Hollywood with a massive superstar, and we've got Dean McCarthy joining us on the phone to fill us in. Spill the tea, boo.
Hi, guys. I tell you what, this is one of the most unusual stories I've heard in a while. It's, now, at the moment, it's just a rumour. But here's the deal.
We'll
here's
take
what
it.
Saying. Diddy, yeah, same. You know what? Diddy, as in, you know, Diddy, right?
Like Puff Daddy.
He is apparently dating his son's ex-girlfriend. Now, his son is way cooler than any of us are ever going to be, by the way. He had a Maybach when he was 16, this kid.
Whoa.
But he used to date Steve Harvey's daughter, who's 22. She's so gorgeous. Oh,
yes,
as you can imagine.
She
but
is.
Now,
yeah.
Isn't she ridiculous?
Yeah, don't even picture, like, Steve Harvey, like, when you're picturing
yeah,
his
right.
daughter.
Yeah.
the
yeah,
big teeth.
Yeah. At all. She's so gorgeous. And she's been photographed around town with Diddy. Now, not like making out or anything like that, to be honest, but just, you know, photographed. So people are saying, are they actually dating? I don't know. They might be. It kind of looks like they are. They're running errands, going around town.
Do we know the how long ago they broke up for Diddy's son?
Oh, does it matter?
It was a while ago that they dated. Now, Diddy's son dates a lot of girls. If you've ever seen, this guy is like a good-looking young dude. He's got like everything's like a diamond watch. Like, he's just so pimped out, this guy. And he's really good-looking dude. And so, obviously, he dates a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
Imagine if you were Diddy's son. You could date anyone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, my dad is Puff Daddy. Like, literally.
But I can see where the danger comes in is that, I'll date you to get to your dad.
Yeah, but, well, that's where the money is, right? Oh my gosh. Do you think Diddy's having a bit of a crisis, though? Because obviously he was with Cassie, and now Cassie's with her personal trainer, and now they're having a baby. Yep. Like, I think he might be just, I don't know, feel like he's missing out.
He might be feeling like he's missing out, and nothing like a 22-year-old girlfriend to make you feel like you're not missing out.
So,
stay tuned on this one.
I'll be living for this. Now, moving on, babe, Ariana Grande is getting grilled at the moment. What'd she say?
Okay, so one of her friends posted a photo of JonBenet Ramsey. Remember the devastating story of the young pageant queen?
Yes.
Really awful murder that happened many years ago. It's still a huge story in America. Anytime that is on the cover of a magazine, it sells out. Ariana made a joke about one of her friends posting the photo saying, oh, is this what you're going to go as to Halloween this year for your costume as JonBenet? She meant it jokingly, not that you can ever mean it in any great way.
Yeah.
She's apologized. She's like, I'm sorry. Obviously offended a lot of people. You know, I'm really sorry about this. So she got grilled on Twitter because, you know, you can't make a joke about something like that. But she's apologized, and she was like, look, at the time, I didn't really think it through, and I do apologize sincerely.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, she's got a pretty big fan base, so I'm pretty sure they'll forgive her.
Mm.
For any of that. Now, moving on to ASAP Rocky. One of his fans has been arrested.
One of the fans of ASAP Rocky's went to the Swedish embassy in Washington, D.C. and threatened to blow it up because, obviously, remember, ASAP Rocky is still in jail in Sweden. Not the way to handle this. Not a good idea. And, of course, the fan has been arrested because, you know, really, you can't make any jokes like that. You can't make any.
But
yeah,
wait.
You can't play around with that kind of stuff.
Oh, I was going to say, he's not in jail with ASAP Rocky, though. Like,
put him in the same place.
Yeah. Oh, God. Maybe that was the plan.
A cunning plan to meet your hero.
But he was in Washington. He was wanting to blow up the embassy. Oh, babe, look, thank you so much for filling us in this morning. What crazy stories coming out of bloody Hollywood.
Never a dull moment, babe.
Never. Oh, my gosh. Can't wait to chat to you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
A long time ago. An injury far, far away. Star Wars!
And if you haven't heard this one before, basically the way the game works is you give us a bell on 13, 12, 16, tell us about a scar that you've got, how you got the scar, and we'll try and guess where it is on your body.
Now we've got Tomo from Kalgoorlie. Morning!
Hey guys, how you going?
Well, thanks.
Good, mate. Now you've got a scar somewhere on your body. How did you get said scar?
All right, it was grand final day in 1993, and we were kids just playing Chasey in a backyard.
Kiss Chasey?
No, it wasn't Kiss Chasey.
Okay, Chasey, okay.
Every Chasey's Kiss Chasey, if you try hard. Nice.
Were you wearing shoes?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Did you have to go to hospital?
Yes, I got 12 stitches.
Whoa!
12 stitches, that's a lot.
Okay, I'm going to buzz in here and say, Jules.
Yeah.
I reckon you've got it on the wrist part, your wrist.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to go, Jesse, on your foot.
You're closer, it's on my knee.
On your knee, right.
Oh, okay,
How'd you get it on your knee?
So what happened was we were hiding behind a shed. And then I tripped over a rock, and then I cut my knee on glass.
Oh,
behind the shed.
Oh,
you know what? This segment's really not good to do this early in the morning. I just nearly passed out. I'm like, just the thought of it.
What was the glass from? Was it from like an old beer bottle or something like that?
Yeah, just an old bottle or something like that. No, and I just didn't realize I was cutting. I just kept playing Chasey.
Oh, you kept playing.
And then my dad was like, what's that on your knee? And I was like, oh, it's all this blood.
Yeah. Right. And he was like, we better take you to the hospital. As soon as the footy's done. Good on you, mate. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks, guys.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
Julesy, as a general rule, you and I would probably consider ourselves fairly open-minded.
Absolutely. 100%. That is how I would describe us.
And open to trying new things?
Yes, 100%. That is exactly how I get you. Oh, dude, we've done so much in, like, 18 months, you know?
Like, happy to throw ourselves into stuff and just give it a go.
Yes.
Right?
That's what we're about. Should be our motto.
I was feeling a little bit rough over the last, I don't know, week or two, kind of.
Oh,
not...
just the last week or two. I feel like this for about 30 years.
Not necessarily, like, sick or anything, right? But just, you know, a little bit off my game. You know, a little bit, you know... Just,
I could tell.
Yeah, can't even string the sentence together kind of thing, right? So I was chatting to a mate of mine. She goes, why don't you do a juice fast?
Oh, gosh, you have friends like this?
So in the...
Sorry, not back here, your friends.
In the interest of not knocking something until we try it, I want to do a new segment.
You better not knock it until you try it, baby.
I will, as long as I never have to hear that again.
I think I nailed that last note. But she suggested this juice fast, right? And I hate fasts, cleanses, detox.
That's weird, because you've done a lot. You've done fasting. When I met you, you were a faster.
Oh, I tried that intermittent fasting thing for a little while because it was...
Isn't that what fasting is?
Well, no. So fasting is like days, right? But the reason, part of the reason I hate it is because a friend suggested that to me as well. And it does nothing.
Like,
it's
like
just...
you need some new friends.
I've already got the friends that binge eat. I'm sitting across the table from one of them.
Do not take any advice from me when it comes to health.
And I hate these stupid fasts, cleanses, diets that come along. I think they're all dumb and none of them are based on, you know, any... proper science or anything like that.
It's always a recommendation from someone who was trying it.
Yeah, it's always they've done it and they reckon it's great. And so they're telling someone else.
It changed their life,
But then I thought, I was like, geez, Jesse, you've probably gone pretty hard on your hatred for juices or whatever it might be this month.
Yeah.
So I thought, all right, that's okay. Like, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I'm in a position where I can try this, give it a go, and just see what happens. So I've decided to undertake... a juice fast.
No, you're not.
Over the next three days.
Not while I'm sitting across from this table, you're not. Jesse, I've seen how much you eat and what you need to function through the day, and it is a hell of a lot of food.
And I am a little bit worried because I do eat a lot. Now, yesterday in preparation for my fast, I thought I had to front load my diet, and so I ate everything that was in my fridge. So I had...
I tell that to myself every day. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to start tomorrow. I better eat everything.
Yeah. And I had,
it just becomes this vicious cycle.
I had half a kilo of enchiladas, half a bag of grated cheese I added onto the enchiladas, then half a kilo of honey soy chicken, and a bag of tortilla chips.
No wonder you got a fat booty. Seriously, that's where it's all going.
And so hopefully that will help me last through this juice fast thing. But I bought my juices, and I'm starting this morning, right? So as soon as we're done with the show, I haven't eaten anything today yet. As soon as we're done with the show, I'll be on the juices.
This is all because you split your pants at the gym the other day, didn't you?
Hopefully it will help with that
process.
Right,
so you're starting today. I mean, I'm sorry. I've just ate a big, cheesy tuna bake in front of you.
Yeah, no, I was thrilled that you brought that in this morning.
No.
The only downside is all of my juices that I went out and bought last night.
Yeah.
I left them at home.
You guys ready? You versus us. Eden Lakeside Retreat. Stay two nights. Third night is free.
Five questions. General knowledge quiz. All you got to do is choose who you would like to go against this morning to win
Seems
that stay.
So simple.
At Eden Lakeside Retreat. Now, Chelsea from Daliella, who would you like to play off against this morning?
Jules, please.
What is going on here? Can
they have smelt blood.
Yeah, 100%. But can I just say, I've done a lot of research.
Okay.
Oh, no. We haven't.
But, okay. I mean, you've still got a fighting chance, you know.
I think we lost two last week, at the end of last week, and one yesterday. So we're on a back-to-back-to-back loss streak here at the moment.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I've been having some rough days, all right?
just like on the roulette table, it goes black, black, black until it goes red, Julesy, so you could be up today.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, Chels, buzz in with your name and five questions, first one to three, essentially.
Okay.
All righty, question number one.
Yep.
Which of the following was not announced... Oh, this is multiple choice, by the way. Which of the following was not announced as a member of Australia's 2019 Ashes squad?
Oh, you're joking right now.
A.
Chelsea.
Oh. Oh,
sorry. I buzzed in early, I think.
it is multiple choice.
I'll give you the multiple choices here, Chelsea, okay? A, Thank you. B, Travis Toe. C, Travis Head.
See, this is why I'm losing. I'm winning.
I'll go B.
I'm losing.
B, Travis Toe. You would be correct.
Damn it. Ooh. I feel like I'm getting stitched up here. Everyone knows I don't know sports.
Number two. How many seasons are there of the Netflix original show Orange
Jules.
Is the New...
Seven.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I'm watching it right now.
You've seen that one.
Okay. Question number three. It's a true or false here. Kakadu National Park is the largest national park in all of Australia, covering almost 20,000... Oh, go on, Chelsea.
Chelsea. True.
It is true. 20,000 square kilometres.
Damn.
It's a doozy.
Oh, alrighty. Damn. Okay. This... I'm going to start concentrating now.
Good one. This could win you the game right here, right now, Chelsea.
Okay.
Name the artist of these three songs. How Do You Sleep, Too Good at Goodbyes, and Stay With Me?
Jules. Sam Smith.
Oh. Did you hear the urgency in her voice, Jules?
Oh, my God.
All right, guys. It is all tied up. Question number five. All right. Oh.
What? Don't say it's geography.
I'm just going to say, as a clue to both of you, it has been in the show this morning.
Okay. Have you been listening?
We just got in the car.
Oh no, Jules.
What is it?
You could still know the answer.
Okay.
Question number five. What Australian beer has
Jules? It's tea. It's VBT. It's VBT. Yeah!
It is.
Oh, well done.
Has just released their very own blend of tea. It is Victorian Bitter.
Baby.
Oh, sorry, Chels.
No worries.
Oh, babe, I'm sorry for getting so excited. I'm just starting to get me down on that losing streak.
Great effort to take it all the way to five, though, Chels.
No worries. Congratulations. Thank you.
Oh, don't worry, babe. I don't get to go and stay there. Have a great day, babe. Jeez, now I feel bad.
Have a fantastic day, Chels.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
See you later.
Love you.
That one back again tomorrow. Another shot at that stay at Evedon Lakeside Retreat, where currently you can stay two nights and the third night is free. Just use the promo code HITFM.
This is The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
We're talking how you got your nickname. Because I heard a story about a bloke, a friend of a friend, who walked into class with a set of Beats headphones on.
Yep.
Thought the lecturer was asking him what he was wearing. He was actually just asking what his name was.
Yeah.
So he said Beats, ended up, he's had that name for years now.
Okay.
And it's not too bad of a nickname.
No, I like
it. But it's a weird way to get one.
Yeah.
You know? And so he put the question out there on 13, 12, 16.
Okay, we got Helen from Bunnies. What's your nickname, babe?
Okay, so I've got two. My mate's name is Helvy.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
The one I want to talk about is the one my father gave me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Right.
It was Keyhole Kate.
Keyhole Kate.
Okay, why?
Are you a little bit of a peeper?
I always had my nose in everyone's business. I knew everything about everybody when I was a littley.
I love it.
I love that. That's a brilliant
Even
name.
Even better that you would, like, go and blab it to someone else and be...
Thanks for the call, Keyhole Kate.
No worries, mate. Have a
good one. See you later. All right, we got Liv from Margs. How did you get your nickname?
Well, when I was a kid, I was really hyper and outgoing. So my godmother decided to call me Lively.
Oh, cute.
Lively Liv.
Yeah, exactly.
Does she still call you that now?
She does, yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. I really like that.
I do like that. Thanks for the call, Liv.
No worries, thank you.
All right, so we got Cliff from Out the Farm. What's your nickname, Cliff?
Well, the mate called me Willie and my mum called me Lippy.
Lippy. I can imagine where chatty. Lippy comes from, but...
Yeah, because it dropped my bottom lip when I was told off.
Oh.
And don't worry, the Willy one's not dirty.
Click, that's not where...
for Wilfred.
Okay, oh, that's not right. Where my mind
and
went
they called me Wilfred because I like that dog off the ABC show, that funny
yeah.
Yeah, because I do and say stupid shit.
Get on you, mate.
Oh, that's so good.
Have a great day, Willie.
Bye, Libby.
See you later. All right, let's wrap this up with Janelle from Boy Up Brook, my old man's hometown. Well, how did you get your nickname, Janelle?
It's actually my two sons. I have two sets of twins, and one twin in each set has a nickname.
Yeah.
So my eldest twin is called Bull.
Bull?
Bull, like the animal
yeah.
Bull.
Yeah.
When he started walking, his head was so big that he leaned everywhere. To direct himself in his head.
That is gold. That is gold.
Yeah. And, then my other twin, his name's Arxon. And
Arxon.
He's just so full of character and sparkle that we call him Sparkle.
Sparkle, that is so good.
I love that. Good on you, mate. Thank you for the call this morning.
No worries.
Cheers.
See you later. Okay, we'll take one more, all right? We got Josie from Bunbury. How did you get your nickname?
It was Wham. Wham a thing.
Wham? Like W-H-A-M?
No, Wham. Like
W.
You know, the Wham.
Like a worm you put on a hook. On a shark.
Yes.
On a hook.
Yes.
Why Worm?
Because my girlfriend, Vanessa.
Yeah.
You know who you are, Vanessa.
Calling her out this morning.
Yeah, mate. Because I was short, well, I still am, and I was a little bit ADHD, HD recurring.
Yep.
Yeah, I was hyper. I couldn't keep still.
Okay.
So I was like, wiggling everywhere. Like,
yeah.
So my name's Josephine.
Yeah.
Wormathine.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so that's in primary school. I met her in year six.
Yep.
So for 2 years, everybody knows now. Gosh, it's out.
And that's the thing with nicknames, though, is that with you and your friends, they know the story. So you can give them whatever nickname you like. But when she introduces you as Worm to people you don't know, it's pretty bad.
That could be creepy, couldn't it?
Yeah.
If I was a male, that would be creepier.
Yeah.
Good on you, Jose.
Oh, that's sick.
See you, girlfriend.
See you later.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Have a good one. Wormathine. I like that. Sick. Hey, we got to get out of here, but tomorrow we'll be back from 6 o'clock. We got Word Association Wednesday for you.
Yeah, we got a $50 Visa gift card up for grabs if you can get 10 words out in 20 seconds.
We'll be doing it after 7 o'clock. Have a fantastic Tuesday. I'm already mentally checked out.
We will catch you Wednesday.
Bye, guys.
Bye, love you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules?
Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.